Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Borrell, proud supporter of those who build.
There's no way that Killer would remember the Sheridan Stand. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, Slats, how are you?
How are you, mate? You don't remember the Sheridan Stand, do you?
No, I don't remember that, mate. Was that at Wee War?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's how old TK is. We're going back far. That is so long ago, TK.
It was a long time ago.
Now, mate, you're back winning, which is good, because they were starting to call you guys Jamie Lyon and the Easy Beats.
Oh, come on.
You're back.
Mate, it wasn't.
You're back.
We didn't have you there.
Yes, yeah. Mate.
Yeah, sorry, mate. We had a couple of losses there, so it was, good for us to get a win over there in New Zealand. And, hopefully we can keep improving and getting better.
You'd like Steve Maddie to keep that form up and maybe take care of Kieran Foran.
Mate, yeah, he's playing some good footy, Skivvy, at the moment, and he has done for the last 10 years since I've been here. So, yeah, playing some good footy, and, hopefully he can continue this, tomorrow night, sorry.
Mate, how does it feel for you? Because there's enough of a new roster for it to feel quite different for you this year. Does it feel better, worse, or is there an excitement about it?
Yeah, there's excitement there, Slats. A lot of new faces, coaching staff, players, facilities. So, yeah, it's freshened a few of us older guys up, mate. And, it's definitely good to come to training. And, especially after we get the win, it makes a big difference. So, hopefully we can, keep improving our combinations and keep, playing well as a team.
And you get, I guess the fans or I got that feeling with Daly Cherry Evans unfortunately injured, Jamie. You got that feeling, oh my God, there you go. That's really going to be hard for the Seagulls now. But, Appy Coruscous come into that number seven jumper and he's been unbelievably good.
He has, yeah. He's, really given us a bit of a boost there with Chaz going down. It's always hard with you losing your number seven and playmaker. So, it was a little bit grim there for a little while, but young Appy's come in and, he's really lifted everyone. And he's played great footy along with Dylan Walker, their housemates, and they get on really well and, they're leading us around the park. So, it's good playing outside some of these young guys. You nearly feel 5-10 years younger.
Yeah, and your form going all right, mate? 14 points was handy off the boot.
Yeah, his boot's been good.
Yeah, the boot's going all right at the moment. I think it's coming with my golf swing. I think my golf swing's helping me goal kicking. So
beautiful.
39 yesterday at Mana and well carved done. Up 7 the boys from Wakehurst. So
well done, mate.
Pretty good. And yeah, I don't know, it's just helping the golf swing and seem to be going over. I've got a goal kicking coach, Damien Hill, that's been doing a little bit of work and it's going well.
Damien, he's the rugby man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a Wagga boy too.
Yeah, good country boy. So, he's keeping it simple and it just seems to be working. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, it keeps working.
I guess the crowd will be right into this, Jamie, and it's a great promotion for the match at Brookvale tomorrow night. Kickoff's going to be about 7:50. Is the fact that Kieran Foran does come back. What do you think the media makes too much of this sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah, it can make a little bit of a bigger issue out of it, mate. I don't really think there's too much there. I'm just hoping there's a big crowd here. We haven't played well at home this year, and we want to repay the fans and school holidays, and we're hoping to see a lot of the fans and members down here at Brookie. It's going to be a big match, and obviously Kieran coming back is probably going to add a little bit more spice, and I think it's great for the game, and hopefully it's a big spectacle.
What sort of welcome would you like your fans to give to Kieran?
hopefully the same one I'll get when I get back to Parramatta would be nice, but without the coin thrown. But I'm sure it'll be a big crowd, and it's going to be a great atmosphere at the revamped Brookvale.
And just on
revamped, what's revamped about it?
They fixed a couple of chairs.
That's it, mate. It's
they got
it's
some of the new poo off the chairs.
Oh, TK.
Well, the soup,
For God's sake.
Poo.
Yes.
Bird poo, I meant.
Yeah, it's gleaming, mate, Brookie. Don't you worry about that.
Revamped.
Trent, before I went to India, mate, you just started, and Trent was a little nervy in the coach's box. I'm sure he's settled down a bit now.
Yeah, he was. I think we all were at the start, mate. Round one, I was talking to young Jake Trbojevic all week, and we had a couple of rounds of golf. And geez, we're nervous. I think it was just because it was round one and new season and all the new players, and it was just a new feel around the place. And it just seemed like a little bit nervy, but obviously, the more we play together and the more familiar we get with, you know, the players and the combinations, and a little bit of a different playbook and that sort of thing. But I think it's slowly coming together. And like I said before, hopefully we can just keep getting better as a team.
All right. How much work do you do on breaking the Eels down? Because their defence has been terrific so far this year. Or do you sort of more concentrate on what you guys do? So how much do you get into that, Jamie?
Well, we haven't really done too much, to tell you the truth. We only got back from New Zealand on Sunday night, and we had a day off yesterday. We've had mostly recovery this week, so we've got training in about half hour, so I'm sure we'll do a little bit of video and talk a bit more about the Eels then. But, yeah, we know how strong they are. They've probably been the best team in the comp so far, so that's going to be good to get a little gauge off them and really see where we're at.
And Jamie, just these turnarounds, you guys have probably been the worst served in these quick turnarounds. How are you coping?
Yeah, it's not too bad, mate. It's obviously hard coming back from New Zealand straight into a short turnaround, but you know, we're coming back to Brookie, which makes it a little bit better. But I'm not sure what the schedule's like next year with Monday night, if that's still on the cards or whatever, but I'm sure if that's not there, maybe it might make it easier. Or the Thursday night, if that goes. I'm not really sure where the NRL's at, but it does make it tough. We've had a couple of them already, and I think we've got a couple of five-day turnarounds, you know, down the track, so it does make it hard, but I suppose we can't do much about it.
No, well, at this stage, mate, you're getting through this very, very tough start to the season extremely well, mate. We urge everyone to get out there tomorrow night at Brookvale Oval. Gates open at 5:15. We thank you a lot, Jamie. Play well.
Thanks, lads. Cheers.
See you then. Jamie Lyne there for Manly. Don't forget, how good's this? The revamped Brookvale Oval.
It's revamped, mate. Revamped. Sparkling.
Revamped.
The Windex
the
out.
The first 2,000 adults
Jiffy.
To purchase a Tui's new can.
Remember the Jiffy? Do they still sell Jiffy?
Yeah, they still sell Jiffy.
Great name, isn't it? Jiffy.
I'm sure they still sell it. The first 2,000 adults to purchase a Tui's new can for the special price of $5. So that's pretty good. $5 for a beer, a can of beer at the footy. We'll receive a free Seagulls. Thank God it's Thursday Stubby Cooler.
Beauty.
Which is terrific. And here's an omen. Yesterday, April 12, 2016, marked 69 years to the day since the Seagulls played their inaugural match in the New South Wales Rugby League First Grade Premiership against the Magpies at Brookvale. So there you go. Something else to celebrate. 69 years to the day yesterday. So we urge everyone to get out there, the revamped Brookvale Oval, and the odds for that game at tab.com.au. It is $1.85. The Eels are the favourites up against the Seagulls, $2.